Madam Co-Chair, there is no doubt that guaranteeing equal rights and equal opportunities for everyone without any distinction represents the best way to sustain peace and support social cohesion of societies respectful of diversity. Persons belonging to religious and ethnic minority groups often face barriers in accessing education, employment, health, housing, and other social services. In such a context, the OIC is deeply concerned by the rising incidence of Islamophobia and anti-Muslim hatred around the world. In Myanmar, decades-long systematic human rights violations and abuses committed against the Rohingya community have contributed to its marginalization. The OIC calls on Myanmar's authorities to fully comply with ICJ's provisional measures and to implement all recommendations of the Advisory Commission on Rakhine State, including restoring the citizenship of the Rohingyas. In India, the authorities are urged to address discriminations targeting minorities by resolutely tackling violence and hate speech and holding accountable the perpetrators of such acts. The OIC has called on the Indian authorities to improve the human rights situation of Muslims and to protect their religious and cultural identity. The OIC looks forward to further cooperation with the People's Republic of China on the issue of Uyghurs. The OIC continues to follow with great attention the situation of Muslims in Sri Lanka. The OIC invites also European countries to combat more effectively the rise of Islamophobia. We commend the genuine efforts of the government of Thailand to enhance the conditions of the Muslim community and its commitment to enhancing dialogue and cooperation with the OIC. In conclusion, and against this backdrop, the promotion of social inclusion and equality requires eliminating discrimination, tackling racism, reducing poverty, ensuring social justice, sharing the benefits of prosperity, and promoting